Time now for Everyday Zulu with Malusi, because we don't want easy Zulu. We want easy Zulu. And with that, we say, Sanibona Malusi.
Sanibonani.
Kunjani mfowethu?
Hayi nongright.
Hayi cha, nathi siyaphila baba. Bafo, namhlanje usifundisa liphi igama lesiZulu?
Namhlanje we're going to speak about this platform that we're on, umsakazo.
Oh, umsakazo. Darren Moore, what is umsakazo?
I get that. I understood it from the moment he said it.
Okay, what
so
is it?
Umsakazo is the second floor, because that's where we are.
Oh my God.
Oh my God. I'm
love him.
Am I wrong?
I'm sorry.
I love him.
But that's why we're
I'm
learning.
Sorry.
That's why we have Melusi.
No, I'm doing Ashwin. I'm out.
All right, no, come back.
Ashwin Shabalala. I'm not going to participate
Sky.
In this disaster.
No, state. You're going to lose Isilwane. Just come back. Come back and Tlalapans. Sky, Tlalapans. So there's a Zulu word for radio.
Yeah. Umsakazo. So to sakaza is to spread.
To spread. Sakaza. So do you like spread butter? Sakaza butter? Like that
not
spread?
Not spread like that.
Disseminate.
Disseminate. Yeah, like that. Yeah,
wait, that broadcast. did not make it better for me?
If one spreads the word.
Okay.
Yes. It spreads the word. Umsakazo. It spreads the word. So yeah, sakaza. You are broadcasting. You're spreading the word.
Well.
Yeah.
Huh.
Can you do it like on social media? Can you also like umsakaza on Twitter?
No, it applies specifically to the radio. So radio came first and it owned the word.
Okay.
Yeah.
But that makes no sense to me, Malusi, because radio is a relatively new discovery. There was no such word as sakazo before radio.
No, there was to spread sakaza. Yes.
So where did the origins come from that? Is it sort of like, you know, is it sort of like an elder would address the entire village and so everyone would sit and listen and and then they would be told to share the word? Where do you see the origins of the word sakazo and umsakazo?
I don't think it had to do with that. I think it just came from, so for instance, if you're feeding your chickens, right, you have to spread the feed, the chicken feed. So that's ukusakaza. You just throw it around, right? So, but now radio does that with the message.
Yeah.
It just throws it around far and wide. Yeah.
Kiri, seeing as Sky has
left the building. Umsakazo,
you're going to have to do two for us. So use umsakazo in a sentence.
Okay. Tina, sisebenza emsakazweni. We work on radio. Mm-hmm. And if you want to hear Darren Moore, udinga ugolalela umsakazo.
Yes, brilliant. That is it. If you
there too, I did two Darren Moore.
Sheesh, 10 out of 10, Kiri Miller. Nailed that one, hey?
Nailed it.
Let me try one here. There's a nice Zulu remix of a very popular Queen song.
Okay.
Oh, gosh, here we go.
It goes, umsakazo gugu, umsakazo gazo gaga.
That works.
All we need is umsakazo gugu, umsakazo gaga. Umsakazo
remix.
Umsakazo
me. What do you think?
Oh, gosh.
No, you got it perfect. You used it perfectly there.
Yeah. All right.
Great example.
Sky's no longer in the building. I hope he's in his car listening to umsakazo. and then he can hear.
We really bummed him out, eh?
He got upset.
Where are we right now? He got so excited to teach you, Darren. Second floor. Umsakazo means second floor.
Shame. I was joking, but I broke his heart. He's really excited about it. But Malusi, thank you for helping us. And
thank you, guys.
And our podcast section is just getting filled and filled and filled with words. And if I do eventually master this language, it'll all be thanks to Malusi and his Everyday Zulu.
Ah, thank you very much, man.
Bye.
Bye.